While putting on my makeup, I tucked the chairman's handkerchief beneath my dressing robe, against my bare skin. My hair was bound closely to my head with a silk strip because of the wigs I would be wearing, and when I saw myself in the mirror without the familiar frame of hair surrounding my face, I found angles in my cheeks and around my eyes that I'd never before seen. It may seem odd, but when I realized that the shape of my own face was a surprise to me, I had the sudden insight that nothing in life is ever as simple as we imagine. An hour later, I was standing with the other apprentices in the wings of the theater, ready for the opening dance. We wore identical kimono of yellow and red, with obis of orange and gold, so that we looked, each of us, like shimmering images of sunlight. When the music began, with that first thump of the drums and twang of all the shamisens, and we danced out together like a string of beads, our arms outstretched, our folding fans open in our hands, I had never before felt so much a part of something. After the opening piece, I rushed upstairs to change my kimono. The dance in which I was to appear as a solo performer was called The Morning Sun on the Waves, about a maiden who takes a morning swim in the ocean and falls in love with an enchanted dolphin. My costume was a magnificent pink kimono with a water design in gray, and I held blue silk strips to symbolize the rippling water behind me. The enchanted dolphin prince was played by a geisha named Umio. In addition, there were roles for geisha portraying wind, sunlight, and sprays of water, as well as a few apprentices in charcoal and blue kimono at the far reaches of the stage, playing dolphins calling their prince back to them. My costume change went so quickly that I found myself with a few minutes to peek out at the audience. I followed the sound of occasional drum beats to a narrow, darkened hallway running behind one of the two orchestra booths at the side of the theater. A few other apprentices and geisha were already peering out through carved slits in the sliding doors. I joined them and managed to find the chairman and Nobu sitting together, though it seemed to me the chairman had given Nobu the better seat. Nobu was peering at the stage intently, but I was surprised to see that the chairman seemed to be falling asleep. From the music, I realized that it was the beginning of Mameha's dance and went to the end of the hallway where the slits in the doors gave a view of the stage. I watched Mameha no more than a few minutes, and yet the impression her dance made on me has never been erased. Most dances of the Inoue school tell a story of one kind or another, and the story of this dance, called A Courtier Returns to His Wife, was based on a Chinese poem about a courtier who carries on a long affair with a lady in the imperial palace. One night, the courtier's wife hides on the outskirts of the palace to find out where her husband has been spending his time. Finally, at dawn, she watches from the bushes as her husband takes leave of his mistress, but by this time she has fallen ill from the terrible cold and dies soon afterward.